Chapter 1. Pam. Are you done with that? After 4 hours on the road, coming back from New York, I had to stop for a bite. The roads around Boston were brutal. With construction everywhere, a trip that normally would take no more than 5 hours in total was going to take me at least another 2 from here to get to Portland. Already with a blinding headache after the day from hell, I'd needed sustenance or I'd drive myself off the road. I found this little hole-in-the-wall diner in Lowell that was still open this time of night. The tired-looking waitress, who looks like she's been on her feet all damn day, points at my half-empty plate. Sure, but could I have another refill? I hold up my empty cup. That will make 6 coffees today, all after 2 o'clock. Not only am I never going to sleep again, but my stomach likely won't recover for days. I have to keep a clear mind, though. Another 2 or so hours behind the wheel, and I'll be home, where I can sink into a bath and deal with my emotions. I'm done with this day. At almost midnight, I finally pull into my driveway. For a minute, I stare at the dark windows of my small bungalow. I bought it just early last year, mostly as a way to invest the savings I've been able to stash away over the years. This is an older area of Portland, and a lot of the property around here is steadily going up in value. On my street alone, 8 of the original small houses were purchased, leveled, and replaced with ostentatiously big mansions, all because of the good-sized lots and the location, close to the water, close to the downtown core. For the longest time, I simply stayed in the small apartment on the first floor of Florence House, the women's shelter I've managed for 12 years now. That place still feels more like a home to me than my own house. Perhaps because it offered as much of a sanctuary for me over the years as it does for the women who walk through the door, looking for safety. When the new funding came through last year, I was able to hire an additional 2 counselors, which relieved some of the pressure. But it also meant I was free to focus on a life outside the shelter, something I thought I was ready for. But sitting here, outside what should be my home, I still want to turn around and find my sanctuary at the shelter. Especially today. How was your day off? Brenda asks when I walk into the kitchen the next morning. Peachy. I realize my response sounds a bit dismissive, and to counter that impression, I smile and give her a shoulder squeeze as I reach past her for a mug. More coffee is needed. What did I miss here? Maria left last night after dinner, and I haven't seen or heard from her since. She's not answering her phone again, Brenda informs me as she sits at the table. Maria came up to us about 4 months ago, trying to escape an abusive relationship. At 19, she's the youngest resident we currently have. She's also the most worrisome, with a history of abuse growing up, and little or no resistance to the draw of Christian Neve, a good-looking bad boy who, at the age of 27, had just a few months ago taken over leadership of one of Portland's growing gangs. With a heavy hand in the local drug trade, the SEALs have been amassing in numbers with the pressure of one particularly notorious gang threatening to expand their Boston territory north. This is the third time in the past month and a half that Maria has disappeared on us. Just 2 weeks ago, we received a call from Maine Medical Center that she had been brought in, unconscious, bloody, and beaten. Because of signs of trauma to her genital area, they'd automatically done a rape kit as part of their examination, something Maria had been upset about when she woke up. I'd gone to pick her up the next morning and brought her back here, making it clear that she was not only endangering herself, but the other residents by sneaking off to meet the very man who landed her at Florence House to begin with. I can't say I don't understand her, because I was just as blind to reality at that age, just as eager to believe that if only I understood better and loved harder, I could turn a monster into a man. Maria had been warned that with one more infraction, we would no longer be able to offer her shelter. But if I'm completely honest, I don't know if I can refuse her if she comes back.